We are in the 12th chapter of the book of Genesis. We're talking about Abraham's journey. This is class number 100 of Bible readings with Dr. Jim. These I have really enjoyed doing. Acts 7, Galatians 3, Hebrews 6, Isaiah 54:17, all refer to this event here. Now the Lord said to Abraham, "Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to a land that I will show to you. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great. And so you shall be a blessing." Now, these next few words and sentences are extremely important. I will bless you. Now, look at this. I will make you a great nation, which he did. I will bless you. I will make your name great. And you shall be a blessing. You shall be a blessing. Now, they say that Judaism, Islam, and Christianity all have their origins with Abraham. Islam does not have their origins with Abraham. The Catholic Church did not have their origins with Abraham. I will bless those that bless you. And the one who curses you, I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. I will bless those who bless you. America, for many years, thrived as it stood behind the nation of Israel. The leaders of America just thought that they ought to do that. But ever since Barack Obama and Biden, we haven't had that. Trump chose America chose a president called Trump. Trump. Now, I never liked President or Trump in my life because I thought he was arrogant. And I just really despised what he was. But one thing he wanted to do in his life, he wanted to be a blessing to this country. You know, they're German immigrants from Germany. And he wanted to be a blessing to America. And he ran for president. And he has gotten so much trouble from that because he was an outsider. There was an outsider before by the name of Jimmy Carter. But Jimmy Carter just believed everything they told him. And the leaders led him astray, and he was not a strong leader, even though he was one of the greatest presidents we ever had as far as a human being goes. But he was a terrible president. He had no business ever running for president. He just didn't have it. Donald John Trump had it. And the American people love him to this day. There's a portion of America that hates him, because they have been brainwashed. But the man was a great leader. And he did something that no other leader in America had enough guts to do. He said, "I want to recognize Jerusalem as the center, a capital of Israel." They had wall-eyed cliffs and fit all over. But he wanted to do what the Bible said, regardless of whoever said. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those that curse you. The one who curses you, I will curse. Boy, America has been cursed, haven't they? Boy, now we're under curse. Absolutely under curse. It says, "In you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed." All the families of the earth shall be blessed. through Abraham, all the families of the earth shall be blessed because the Messiah was going to be born from him. And every man that ever been saved in the history of the world will be saved through this son of Abraham, the son of man, the son of woman. And Abraham went forth as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him, and Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Now God kept moving him, kept trying to get him further and further and further away from his godless pagan roots. And Abraham took Sarah, his wife, and Lot, his nephew. And by the way, Lot means dark and secret. Dark and secret. And all their possessions which they accumulated, and all the persons which they had acquired in Haran, these slaves, and they set out for the land of Canaan. Thus they came to the land of Canaan, and Abraham passed through the land as far as the site of Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. And now the Canaanite was then in the land. Remember, in Genesis the 9th chapter, God said that he would use the Canaanites to build the land up, and then he was going to dispossess them because he knew that they would become very wicked. Disease, venereal diseases emanated from this country right here, from this area. That's why when God told him to go in there sometimes to kill all the animals, dogs, everything, because everything was infected. They even told him to burn the houses down at times because the houses were infected. And the Lord appeared to Abraham, or Abram. Now, Abram means exalted father. Abram means exalted father. And to your descendants I will give this land. So he built an altar there, and the Lord who had appeared to him. God appeared to him. Abraham saw God. Then he proceeded from there to the mountain on the east of Bethel. And he pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. Now, Bethel means what? The house of God. The house of God. Ai on the east, and there he built an altar to the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. And Abraham journeyed on, continued toward the Negev. That means the south country. Now there was a famine in the land, so Abraham went down to Egypt. Now God told him to go to this land. He didn't tell him to go to Egypt, did he? Did God tell Abraham to go to Egypt? Nope. He went even to Egypt to a pilgrim there, for the famine was severe in the land. And it came about when he came near to Egypt that he said to Sarah, his wife, "See now, I know that you are a beautiful woman. You're a beautiful woman." She was pretty. "And it came about that when the Egyptians see you, that they will say, 'This is his wife,' and they will kill me, but they will let you live." Now, God told him that he's going to be the father of many nations, and this is his wife. And now he's going to have his wife tell these leaders down here in Egypt and the prince, the man in the big house, Pharaoh, that she's his sister. He's lying. She was his half-sister. "Please say that you are my sister so that I may go well with me because of you, and I may live on account of you. I may continue to live." And it came about when Abraham came into Egypt that the Egyptians saw the woman was very beautiful. Now, they were always, the common man was always looking for a beautiful woman to tell the Pharaoh about, so they could become, he might be gracious to them. And the Pharaoh's officials saw her and praised her to Pharaoh. And the woman was taken into Pharaoh's, basically into his harem. And therefore he treated Abraham well for her sake, and gave him sheep and oxen and donkeys, and male and female servants, and male, female donkeys, and camels. And what it doesn't say here, that he gave him his daughter. His daughter was Hagar. His daughter was his daughter by a concubine, but she was his daughter. She was a princess of Egypt. And this is involved in this. And the Lord struck Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. And Pharaoh called Abraham and said, "What is this that you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? And why did you say that she is my sister, so that I took her for my wife? And now then, here is your wife. Take her and go. Get out of here. I want God off my back." And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they escorted him away. They took him out to the land of the country and said, "Get out. Take everything that we have given you. Just take everything. We don't want anything that you have touched, including my daughter. Take everything." And now what does he do with this daughter, Pharaoh's daughter? This was an arranged marriage. This was a what we call a political marriage. And what does he do with this girl? A princess. He turns her into a slave. With his wife and all that belonged to him. So Abraham went up from Egypt to Negev, the south country, remember? And he and his wife and all that belonged to him and Lot with him. And now Abraham hasn't learned the lesson yet from God. God's going to protect Abraham because of his covenant with him. That he's called him out. Abraham went the wrong direction. He's gone down into Egypt, which is a type of the world. He goes down there and the first thing he does is he's a used wife salesman. He's a liar, a con man. Now, Abraham was very rich in livestock and in silver and in gold. Silver means money, by the way. And he went on his journey from Negev as far as Bethel, to the place where his tent had been in the beginning between Bethel and Ai. And to the place, the altar which he had made there formerly, and Abraham called on the name of the Lord. Now Lot, who went with Abraham, also had flocks and herds and tents. God is still going to have to take the debris out of Abraham's life. He's got to get rid of the dross in Abraham's life. And the dross here was Lot. Now, Lot was a believer. But he didn't do anything that I can tell that was attributed to the life of a believer. He was a dross. He was an anchor. He was an impediment to Abraham's life and journey. And the land could not sustain them while dwelling together, for their possessions were great and they were not able to remain together. God intervenes now. God intervenes. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abram's livestock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock, and now the Canaanite and the Perizzite were dwelling then in the land. Then Abram said to Lot, "Please let there be no strife between you and me, nor between my herdsmen and your herdsmen, for we are brothers. We are Ahad, brothers. We are kings. Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me it to the right, and I will go to the right, and to the right, then I'll go to the left." And Lot lifted up his eyes, and he saw the valley of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, and that it was before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt as you go to Zoar. I'll take that land, even though there's ungodly buzzards in that land, horrible pagans and horrible people, unjust and wicked. I'll take that land. I'll go there. So Lot chose for himself all the valley of Jordan, and Lot journeyed eastward, and they separated from each other. And Abram settled in the land of Canaan, and Lot settled in the cities of the valley, and behold, his tent as far as Sodom. Now the men of Sodom were wicked exceedingly, sinners against the Lord. 2 Peter 2, 6-10 tells us about this wicked wickedness. The book of Enoch tells us about, I mean, not the book of Enoch, but the book of Jasher tells us about this. And the Lord said to Abraham, and after Lot had separated from him, "Now lift up your eyes and look for the place where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which you see, I will give to you and to your descendants forever. I'm going to give you that land down in Jericho, too. I'm going to give you the land, that beautiful Jordan River, too. That's going to be yours, too, Abraham. Because you've chosen me instead of the best, I will make your descendants as the dust of the earth, and so that if anyone can number the dust of the earth, then your descendants can also be numbered. Arise and walk about the land, through its length and through its breadth, and I will give it to you. Then Abraham moved his tent and came and dwelt by the oaks of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and there he built an altar to the Lord. Hebron is a wonderful old city, one of the oldest cities known in the land of Canaan. That's where Abraham bought the cave of Machpelah, and he buried Sarah. And I have been to that place. And when I walked into that place, and when I walked into that area there by the cave of Machpelah, and I walked into that mosque that's over it now, where all these coffins are supposed to be sitting right above their bodies that are down in the cave below. By the way, Machpelah means two mouths, double mouth cave. And there he built an altar to the Lord. And there's where he's going to bury Sarah one of these days. Therefore, where he's going to be buried one of these days, right there in that area in Hebron. When I walked into that place, into that mosque, into that area, I just felt like I was walking on something absolutely one of the most holy sites that I was ever in. This is where Abraham, Sarah, and Jacob are all buried. They're all buried here. Isaac, they're all here. That's where God called these men out. God called these men to give himself a name upon the earth. That's a holy place, people. What makes it holy is because God was with these men. A beautiful, beautiful story, chapter 12 and 13 of the book of Genesis. And there's still more to come. Our Heavenly Father, we send this message out for your honor and glory. Help us to follow you even better than Abraham did with our lives. Help us, as you gave the Old Testament to us, that we not follow their mistakes. Help us to follow a straight path to you. Please forgive me where I fail you. Let your word touch lives all over the world and let them be nurtured in the faith that is unshakable. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.